This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon's son. President Draupadi Murmu has stated that the One Nation, One Election Bill introduced in the Parliament promises to redefine the term of good governance. She said that One Nation, One Election plan can promote the consistency in the governance, prevent the policy paralysis, and mitigate the sources of division and thus reducing the financial burden. In her address to the nation on the eve of the Republic Day, President Murmu underlined the decision of replacing the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure, and the Indian Evidence Act with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhinam among the most noteworthy of such efforts. President Murmu highlighted that this Constituent Assembly had representatives from all the parts of the community of the country. She said that it had 15 women, including stalwarts such as Sarojini Naidu, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Sucheta Kripalani, and Hansben Mehta and Malati Chaudhary. The president said that the Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and the pride for all the citizens. She stressed that the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain its rightful place in the comity of nations. She underscored that the justice, liberty, equality, and fraternity have always been part of the India's civilization heritage. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it's a matter of pride that India is the world's largest diverse, young, inclusive, and sensitive democracy. Addressing the 15th National Voters Day program in New Delhi yesterday, President Murmu said that India is a mother of democracy and the democratic processes in this country existed since the ancient times. During this event, the President Murmu presented the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state the district officials for their exemplary works in the ensuring of the smooth elections. Doordarshan has awarded for its innovative programs generating the awareness for voting. Director General of Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad received this award. This year's theme of National Voters Day is Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 3 a.m. on all lines today to facilitate the public to reach the Kartavya Path to witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to the Delhi Metro, the trains will operate at the intervals of 30 minutes until 6 a.m., which will, after the regular timetable, be followed for the rest of the day. The Delhi Metro will be encouraged and the passengers to plan their travel accordingly and make use of the early metro services to avoid any last-minute inconvenience. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the conferment of 139 Padma Awards for the year 2025. The list comprises 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan, and 13 Padma Shri Awards. 23 of these awardees are women, and the list also includes 10 persons from the category of foreigners, NRI, PIO, OCA, and 13 posthumous awardees. Indian writer M.T. Vasudevan Nair, the former chairman of Suzuki Motor Corporation, Usumi Suzuki, and the singer Sharda Sinha have been awarded the Padma Vibhushan posthumously. The singer Pankaj Udas, an economist, and Vivek Debroy have been given the Padma Bhushan posthumously. The hockey player P.R. Srijish has also been confirmed with this Padma Bhushan. Cricketer R. Rashmin and the football player I.M. Vijayan have been awarded with the Padma Shri. The High Commission of India in Dhaka hosted a reception yesterday celebrating the 76th Republic of India. The High Commissioner of India to Bangladesh, Pranay Verma, along with his spouse Manu Verma, welcomed and invited the guest. The Planning and Education Advisor of the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Dr. Wahiluddin Muhammad, was the chief guest of this occasion. In the men's cricket, India clinched a thrilling 2-wicket win over England in the second T20 at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai yesterday. Chasing the target of 166 runs, India clinched the victory in 19.2 overs in the loss of 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.